Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good day to you on this wonderful Wednesday in the month of June. It's still springtime, although it feels like summer where I am, but it is still spring. And so on that note, we'll be talking about some spring cleaning. Yeah, indeed, a little bit of spring cleaning, both physically and physically. And you'll see what I mean momentarily. So this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, you can simply visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've come to learn and fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, love these words ever so much, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. So moving on to today's topic, three easy ways to freshen up your diet and exercise routine this spring. Yes, it's still spring, folks. Spring is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Summer is on its way. Well, I share this with you from Wellness Today, and it just goes to show you what we can do when we put our minds to it. Just a little bit of knowledge will go a long way. So the days are longer. They're definitely warmer, and you're experiencing, you know, cleaning out, maybe organizing. I'm still doing that, actually. I have not finished. And so sprinkling is not just for your home. It's just not. Not for your home anymore. It's just as important for us to clean up other parts of our bodies and also brighten them up as well. Not just our physical home, but our physical bodies. There's a physical. All right, so freshening up your diet and workout routine is a great way to supercharge your health and boost your energy. And I'm going to share with you one, two, three simple, easy ways, very practical, that you can implement right now, today, that's going to make you continue to feel rejuvenated this season. You're going to feel happy, and you're definitely going to feel and be healthy. The first thing you need to do, to freshen up your diet and exercise routine this spring is clean out your pantry. Clean it out. Just clean it out. The first step to sort through your cabinets and toss out anything that's expired. Although canned items do have a longer shelf life, if it's been in there for over a year, it's probably best to check the contents and recycle the can to make room for fresher foods. It's just that simple. Over a year, those cans have been in that cabinet, you need to get rid of it. By the way, there's a lining on the inside of that can that can be very toxic to you, so if you've had it in there for a little bit too long, you might want to get rid of it. So clean out your pantry. And if you find that you slipped into any bad habits over the winter, now is a very good time to break those bad habits and start fresh. That's why I just love the season. Newness, of freshness, and just vigor and vivacity. I just love it. I just love the month, the season of spring. So go through your pantry, throw away any items that you feel are holding you down, whether it's sugar, caffeine, wheat. Just get rid of those items. Replace all of those items with healthy staples like herbs and spices and whole grains and oils and teas, green teas, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful herbal teas. And by the way, you don't have to always drink them hot. You can make your tea and cool it, and voila, there you have your iced tea. So that's the first thing you need to do. You just need to clean out your pantry. Make sure there's nothing in there that's going to bog you down, both mentally, emotionally, and also the third way is not physically. You don't want to put anything into your system, in your body, that's going to weigh you down or make you ill. So you've got to get rid of all the old, the new. Here's the second thing that you need to do to freshen up your diet and exercise routine. You need to stock up on seasonal produce. That's how it was back in the day, folks. You just ate seasonally. You didn't eat watermelon in the winter. And so it's just that simple. There are just certain items and certain produce that God has blessed before us that we can eat, but they don't grow all year round. It's just that simple. We get it easily because we have a wonderful, wonderful resource called the supermarket. We can go in there. We can buy anything anytime, any time of year. But it's just important that you eat seasonally. So you've gotten rid of all of your expired items, right? All the foods that might slow you down. Now let's stock up on fresh seasonal produce. Artichokes, peas, those are garden peas, snap peas, snow peas, apricots, asparagus, rhubarb, and mint are examples of delicious spring produce that you'll begin to see in your local farmers markets if you haven't already. Strawberries are another delicious and healthy spring treat. I just love berries. They're loaded with vitamin C, and they make for a snack during the warmer months. So if you haven't seen an abundance of strawberries yet, trust me, they're out there. You haven't been looking. You've just got to look. They're there. Organic strawberries are very inexpensive. They're about, I would say, anywhere from $3 to $4 a pound right now. And that for organic is very, very cheap. So get your organic produce. Your body will thank you. So you've got the first step. First step is clean out your pantry, right? Getting rid of all the things that are expired, all the things that bog you down mentally, emotionally, physically. And the second thing is we're going to stock up on seasonal produce. Let's buy things that are in season. Mangoes are in season now. Wonderful. Berries, strawberries specifically, loaded with vitamin C. And they're just great. I put them in my smoothies. Wonderful. So let's move on to the third and final thing that we need to do to freshen up our diets and exercises, our diet and exercise routine this spring. So we're going to switch up our fitness routine. Why? Monotonous routines are just that, monotonous. Same thing over and over and over and over and over. Sometimes you just need a little change. I am like that. I can't do the same thing over and over for years on end. I just can't. I've got to switch things up, make it more exciting, and, get in as much as I can while I'm switching up, but not the same routine over and over. It just becomes very redundant, and I'm just not that type of gal. I like a little bit of adventure, so I've got to switch things up. So switch up your fitness routine. Spring cleaning your lifestyle is not just about giving your pantry and fridge a makeover. So what you want to do to boost your energy and health is it's very important to include exercise in your routine, right? So choose a form of physical activity that you enjoy. You're more likely to make it a natural part of your daily life. It's just that simple. Choose something that you like. If you don't like to do sit-ups, don't do them. Do leg lifts. You know, that may be a little bit different. You don't want to do push-ups, do planks. It's just that simple. Switch it up. Do something that's going to work those parts of your body, but yet it's not boring to you. Do something that you enjoy. You're more likely to stick to it. So with spring and the nicer weather and the longer days, it gives you a chance to get moving outside and enjoy nature. Yes, indeedy. That is something that's called the outdoors. Yes, we want to get out there. Going to the gym is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. If you're that type of person, you've got no time, you're working all day, and you want to go to the gym, fine and dandy. But give yourself a day or two during the week where you just enjoy nature. Go for a brisk walk. You know, take in the scenery, and you'll find that it will brighten up your monotonous and probably dull gym routine if you're tired of it. only if you're tired of it. So you can, you know, participate in team sport. How about going walking with some friends if you don't want to go alone? If you're used to that buddy system, try going out with someone that you share the same likes with. And perhaps you each can keep each other accountable for your routine, or, you know, how many steps did you walk today? It's funny, my daughter has a competition with her friends that they count their steps. They log them in this app. I don't even remember what it's called, but it's very interesting that other people can motivate you. If you're not easily self-motivated, you want to find someone who can hold you accountable and say, "Oh, really? What'd you do today?" And so you don't want to just make up a story or lie. You don't want to do that. You do want to be accountable for your own actions. So you want to get out there and move your body. So think about the things that will help you detox, basically, physically and physically. You want to clean out your pantry. You want to stock up on seasonal produce. What's in season now? And you want to switch up your fitness routine. You don't want the same mundane exercise on a daily basis. First of all, you're not going to be working all of your muscles that you need to be working if you're doing the same exact thing every day. You may be. It may be that you're doing different things on a daily basis. But if you're just doing one thing all the time, because it's very easy to do leg lifts and you know, work your legs, and you're not working your arms, your upper body, you're not going to look proportionally attractive. There's going to be some imbalance there. So you want to do things that are going to balance your exercise routine. You're working legs today, you do arms tomorrow. You do abs the following day. Just work things out and make it exciting. Make it so that you enjoy. If you enjoy dancing as opposed to, or Zumba as opposed to, you know, just going to the gym and running on a treadmill, then do that. But be sure every now and then to add in some strength training. It's very important as we age, because everyone ages. No matter how we want to put it, we all age. That's one thing that does not stop. It's time. It just keeps on going. We all age, and so you want to do some strength training as opposed to just a lot of cardio. Cardio is not going to cut it. You've just got to add in some strength training on top of that to maintain your muscles, because as we age, we do lose some muscle mass. So remember those three things. I hope this has helped you. We're going to move on to today's Wednesday's Word, and comes to us from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Start a blessing box. Start a blessing box to them, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10. Here's an idea. Get yourself a big box and start going through your possessions, asking God to show you what you have that you can use to bless others. Fill it up with things that are nice but that you no longer need. Look in cabinets, drawers, closets, the basement, and the garage. You will fill up your box quickly. Don't keep something for years in case you ever need it. If you're anything like me, by the time you need it, you will have forgotten that you had it and go buy another one anyway. Take the clutter that is frustrating you, turn it into blessings. Keep the box in a handy place and start asking God to show you who needs to be blessed. One woman I know who is a radical giver got all the things together she wanted to use to bless people and display them on her kitchen table. She invited several friends over and told them to take anything they wanted from the table. She urged them to keep on taking until everything was gone. I encourage you to be a giver and look for ways in which you can use what you have to be a blessing to others. Here's Love Others Today's Word. I challenge you to start a blessing box before you go to bed tonight. Even if you only put one or two things in it, get it started. And that is Wednesday's Word. It comes from the book Love Out Loud by Joyce Meyer. I hope that encourages you. I'm in the clutter-free mode and zone right now. I'm getting rid of a lot of things that I no longer need. I've had it for years, stored in my closet or wherever. And you said, you know, I say to myself, you know what? If I haven't looked at this or referenced this in 1, 2, maybe sometimes 5 years, time for it to go. And I'm not going to miss it because I don't even remember what's in that box anyway. So I hope this encourages you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your spring. Here comes summer. Enjoy the weather that God has blessed us with. Get into the outdoors. Just glance at nature and what it has to offer. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next time, God bless you, and bye-bye.